Order. Roll call.
Roll call for Tuesday, February 26th. Anderson District 2.
Here.
Anderson District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Esquivel. Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Nutting. Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Flatern.
Here.
President Ross.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
30 present.
Prayer by Reverend Veit. Oops.
I offer you a prayer for our state government. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, send down upon those who hold office in this state, especially the Senate, send down upon them the spirit of wisdom and charity and justice, that with steadfast purpose they may faithfully serve in their offices to promote the well-being of all people. For it is in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading, correction, approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of February the 25th, 2013 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Jim L. Anderson, Chairman.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the report is adopted. Doctor of the day is Dr. Kim Broomfield from Cheyenne. Nurse of the day is Kimberly Glasscock and Peggy Highslope from Green River. Today in Wyoming history, 1929, Grand Teton National Park was established. And the thought for the day, diplomacy is the art of saying, nice doggy, until you can find a rock. That was pretty good. Members of the Senate, it is my pleasure to welcome one of the newest performing organizations from the University of Wyoming campus, the UW Singing Statesmen. This choir brings together a group of talented young men who enjoy making music that is unique to the University of Wyoming, the state, and the region. The group has been selling singing Valentines to raise money for a trip that they're taking later this year. So they are joining us this morning as a gift from the League of Women Voters of Laramie. So please help me in welcome to the chamber the UW Singing Statesmen.
Shoo, 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 sh
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning, and thanks to the League of Women Voters of Laramie for this great belated Valentine's Day gift as we prepare to wrap up the session. We have messages from the House.
February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives. Message, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 132, Chiropractic Licensure Amendments, ayes 55, noes 5. House Bill 228, Transfer of Federal Land Study, ayes 46, noes 16. House Bill 217, Atomic Energy Act Agreement State Study, ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1. And House Bill 235, Firefighters License Plates, ayes 55, excused 1, noes 1, conflict 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 464, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 55, Surface Mining Operation Exemptions. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 60. From the House of Representatives, message number 461, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 156, Movement of Livestock in Emergency Situations. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 60. From the House of Representatives, message number 465, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 187, campaign finance. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 45, noes 15. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives. Message number 466, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill 203, Health Benefit Exchange Study and Select Committee. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 30, excused 1. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. February the 25th, from the House of Representatives, message number 468, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 203. The House conferees are Representative Harvey, Chairman, Representatives McKim and Throne. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 459, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 75. The House conferees are Representative Wallace, Chairman, Representative Barlow, and Representative Dan Zwanitzer. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 469, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 83. The House conferees are Representative Bob Nicholas, Representative Harvey, and Larson. February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 458, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 90. The House conferees are Representative Geer, Chairman, Representative Bilkrey and Semlich, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. More?
Okay, the Conference Committee on House Bill 203, Health Benefit Exchange Study and Select Committee, is Scott, Chairman, Senator Landon, and Senator Dockstetter. We have some concurrences, I believe. Senator Coe, are you ready on message number 451 in reference to Senate File 55?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read in message number 451.
February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 451, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 55, Energy and Natural Resource Education Initiative. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 47, noes 12, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I would move message number 451, being original Senate File 55, Energy and Natural Resource Education Initiative, ask the body to vote aye. As you can see, the House tinkered around a little bit with some language down there. They inserted, first of all, they took curriculum out on page 2, line 3, and inserted program. There was some discussion as to whether or not we should be dictating curriculum, so they changed that to program. They then inserted a new paragraph 4, develops co-curricular activities. I don't think that does anything to harm the bill. On page 3, line 11, though, it's kind of interesting what they said here, and I like their language a little bit. It says, after resources insert, including but not limited to wild, wonderful Wyoming, choices for the future, and agriculture in the classroom. Interesting language they came up with, but this is really just to tie this energy literacy program to the ag in the classroom. Page 4, line 1, they made the act effective immediately. And finally, on page 2, line 7, paragraph 2, little I, they insert language that says aligns with the revised Wyoming State Science Standards and the Next Generation Science Standards. That makes sense to me. As we go with energy literacy into the classroom, we talk about what we're going to be presenting to the kids. So with that, Mr. President, I'd ask that you concur on message number 451 and vote aye.
Discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 55, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns. Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft. Dockstader. Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas, Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
no.
Von Slatern, President Ross?
No.
Burns? Excused?
Excused.
Nicholas?
Excused. Oh, Nicholas is here.
Nicholas?
I don't know. No. I'm not going to tell you how to vote.
Closing vote.
Rothfuss,
aye to no. Hastert, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 23 ayes, 6 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 55. Members of the Senate, we do have our nurses of the day here today now, Kimberly Glasscock and Peggy Hyslope, if you'd welcome them to the Senate. Welcome to the Senate. Senator Scott, are you ready on message number 455 in reference to Senate File 60? Reading clerk will read in message 455.
February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives. Message number 455, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 60, Medicaid reform. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows, by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 10, conflict 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move concurrence with House amendments to Senate File 60 and ask the Senate to vote no. Mr. President, the House did a number of things. Standing Committee played with the language a little, required that there be two informational meetings for the DD clients that are involved in this switch. This is the Medicaid reform bill, and we're switching from the waivers we've got to a comprehensive waiver for the people that need lots of services and a support waiver for the people who don't need so many services. We're going to have some outreach with the House amendments to the clients. That's, I think, they may have overkilled it a little bit, Mr. President, but I think it's basically a good idea. The Senate Appropriations Committee added the standard exemption from the state's procurement regulations. And, Mr. President, I would call this the attention of the Management Council. We're getting a systematic problem where to get anything done, you have to exempt from the procurement regulations. Something's wrong down there. They just take unreasonable lengths of time. But it's a good amendment. And then they did some things on third reading, and I'm skipping over where you're switching these clients around. You're going to do a consultation with their guardians and, as appropriate, current case management providers. That's fine. And they're deleting the promise that they'll move all the people, but we may not be able to achieve it. I think maybe the House waved the white flag a little too quickly, but I don't think it'll change the world any, because they probably aren't going to be able to get a total movement. The problem, Mr. President, is the amendment in the I think it was a committee of the whole amendment on the second page of the message. It calls for the creation of a temporary technical assistance program. I don't like new programs, even if they're temporary, to assist current providers with transition and propose new model care that will, to the best of the department's ability, provide guidance and assistance of, and then there's a great big long laundry list. And, Mr. President, I went and checked these out with the director of the health department, and we looked at each other for some of those and say, what does this mean? Establish networks of coordinated care? What's that mean? Payment model changes or revenue and fiscal impact transitions? Policy development? There's some things in here that are pretty vague. And the trouble is, we went and sought advice of one of our senior LSO attorneys after discovering the Attorney General was out of town. But he said the standard of to the best of the department's ability is a very rigorous standard, and the courts would pay attention to that. And we're afraid that what's going on is one of the providers is preparing to litigate against our new system, and that this amendment would give fodder to litigation, because that's a rigorous standard and a very vague set of requirements. So our initial instinct was to concur, Mr. President, but after hearing that legal analysis, we think we had better not concur and go back and fix this particular provision, Mr. President. So that's the reason I asked the Senate to vote no.
Discussion. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 60, and you've been asked to vote no. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns excused. Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Johnson,
no.
Landon,
no.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
no.
Von Flatern,
no.
President Ross,
no.
Burns, no.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 noes.
The Conference Committee for Senate File 60, Medicaid Reform, is Scott, Chairman, Kraft, and Anderson, 28. Senator Nutty.
May I have the privilege of the floor?
You may.
Mr. President, we have a great pleasure today. In the balcony above you are second graders from Alta Vista Elementary School in Cheyenne. And these second graders have had a big part in providing us with our oak trees that we have at our desk in our very nice pots. And they did this as part of the Cheyenne, or part of the Children's Land Fund Alliance. So if you would help me to welcome these great second graders.
That's great. Well, thank you for our burr oak plants and the pots. And we welcome you to the Senate and hope you enjoy your day. Senator Bebout, are you ready on message number 457 in reference to Senate File 106?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read in message number 457.
February the 25th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 457, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 106, Projects Funded by Abandoned Mine Land Funds. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 44, no 16. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move message number 457, concurrence requested for Senate File 106, projects funded by abandoned mine land funds. I ask the body to vote no. Mr. President, I worked real hard to figure out if the House did anything good to this and couldn't find it. Mr. President, real quick, like what they did, the first thing they went into is a previous budget we had about, if you look on page 4 after line 4, $1 million to the, we had to set up to the Department of Transportation for compressed natural gas fueling station and conversion of existing facilities at the university. And evidently $1 million is not enough to build one of these, so they decided they were going to buy some buses for $1 million. Mr. President, the first part of the amendment actually probably is okay, where they clearly said a legislative finding that the AA funds were with general fund money and not AML money. But then, Mr. President, what they did on starting on pages 6, lines 19, 20, and then 24, 25, and 6, and on to page 7, they made some clearly some policy decisions that were not consistent with the Senate. They took out the language that the Attorney General would make sure that of the public good in any kind of a loan under that particular situation, and then also that the decision by the government was not appealable. They removed that. And, Mr. Chairman, those are three pretty significant items, so I would ask the Senate to vote no, and let's go talk to them and see if we can convince them of the ills of their ways.
Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 106. You've been asked to vote no, and the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28? Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting? Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
no.
Von Platern,
no.
President Ross.
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 no's.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 106. The Conference Committee for Senate File 106 is Bebout Chair Perkins and Senator Nicholas. Senator Nicholas, are you ready on message number 456 in reference to Senate File 61, Revisor's Bill?
Mr. President, I was ready about 10 minutes ago, and I reread it. Would you hold that back again, please?
We'll hold it off.
Yeah, hold it off, please. Thank you.
All right. We have some joint conference committee reports. Okay. Senator Hines, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 187, Campaign Finance?
I am, Mr. President.
The reading clerk will read in the Joint Conference Committee Report.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 187, Campaign Finance, reference Senate Message Number 358. Signing for the House, Representatives Stubson, Halverson, and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senators Hines, Escobel, and Perkins.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President, I move that we do adopt the message number 358, referring to the Joint Conference Committee on House Bill 187, Campaign Finances. And what the conference committee did was just basically, you might say, work between the two differences on the campaign amount. We added some language, as you see. We deleted the following Senate amendment and virtually put them back in on page 3, line 5, where we had 2,500 and they had 1,000. We went to 1,500 on page 3, line 15. We reinserted the 50,000 that we had on our side here. We adopted the amendment that we put in for a first violation of a penalty of $5,000 plus attorney fee, up to $5,000 plus attorney fees. Then as we move forward on page 4, line 24, where the difference was between $5,000 and $10,000, we went to $7,500 on page 5, where the difference was between $2,000 and $4,000, we went to $3,000. And virtually, like I say, the difference is just a split in the dollars between the amounts that we have had on those campaign limited. And I think we changed one wording from a violation rather than call it. Oh, yes, we changed from conviction to violation. And those are basically all the changes. The sponsors of the amendment and the sponsors of the bill agreed to the changes and was on the committee, and I asked you to adopt the report.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm actually just wanting to test out my Vince Resiglione voice, see if I can get this thing going for me. Before we vote on it, I was hoping maybe, and this may not be so much to the conference committee, but to the folks who have been working on this whole election issues. But my fundamental question is, have we improved our statutes by these compromises, or is this something that we really ought to send back to interim study, reconcile all of our statutes with the new federal law with respect to what can be regulated, what can't be done? What are the benefits to kicking this bill along and putting it into law as opposed to a thorough analysis through an interim process? If we could have that addressed, please.
Senator Hines?
Mr. President, what we've done And according to the study that I got on the court decisions, is we didn't change anything in Wyoming law. All that is eligible. We can do it at this time. The thing that I see that will affect it in the future, and we don't know until that happens, there is a case moving and forward out of some other state, and the United States Supreme Court had adopted to hear it. And in that question will come up, can there be any limit from anybody or anything on campaign financing? Until that comes about, well, we don't know. You know, currently the federal law says there can be campaign limits on corporations, but the individual that's filing this case is asking that the court, first he went in district court and then the next court reversed it, and so he's going on to the Supreme Court, and that would determine whether there can be any limit by a corporation, what they can, what anybody can give to a PAC or a corporation or an individual, as I understand it. So basically, moving this forward, I don't believe will make a great deal of difference until that final decision is made. And it will make a difference if they decide that we can limit amounts that PACs can give, or if the Supreme Court make that difference. But up until that time, everything in this bill is currently what we're doing now and is legal according to the court's decisions.
Further discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 187. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Kirk, call the roll. Excuse me.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
No.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hester, Hicks, Hines, Johnson, Landon, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Platern, President Ross.
No.
Closing vote. Closing, vote closed. 21 ayes, 9 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 187. Senator Christensen, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 156, Movement of Livestock in Emergency Situations?
Yes, Mr. President.
The reading clerk will read in the Joint Conference Committee report.
Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill 156, Movement of Livestock in Emergency Situations. Reference Senate message number 292. Signing for the House, Representative Semlich, Hunt, and Walters. Signing for the Senate, Senators Christensen, Emmerich, and Hicks.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move adoption of Joint Conference Committee report regarding House Bill 156, Movement of Livestock in Emergency Situations. When this bill originally came over to the Senate, we took a look at it on page 3 and changed the decider to from board to director and made that consistent throughout the bill. Went back over and the House had some concerns about that. We got together and met. They understood our view and went with us, went back and changed their mind. So what they've come back with was rather than go with either or, they ask that we do just that, add, leave the word board in and add or director. And their concern was if something happened to the director and they weren't able to get together, that the board still had a clear voice on dealing with these kind of circumstances with any emergency movement of stock. I ask that the Senate vote aye.
Discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 156. You've been asked to vote aye, and the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter? Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern? President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 156. Senator Bebout, are you ready on message Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 55, Surface Mining Operation Exemptions?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read in the Joint Conference Committee report.
Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill 55, Surface Mining Operations Exemption, reference Senate message number 332. Signing for the House, Representatives Lockhart, Geer, and Larson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Cooper, and Hines.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee report to the Senate message number 232, House Bill 55, Surface Mining Operations Exemptions. Mr. President, I would ask the body to vote aye. And, Mr. President, just for the body's information, there's a technical correction. It says further amend to engrossed copy. There is no engrossed copy, but I've talked to staff about that, and that's a technical correction to this Joint Conference Committee report. Mr. President, you may recall this bill that the existing law had up to 10,000 acres as the top relative to the small mining claims. And when this left the Senate, they had put that back in. And Mr. President, what we did with the House members is we tried to come up with a compromise, and the compromise is 35,000 yards, not to exceed 35,000 yards, excluding topsoil. And, Mr. President, there was a reasoning behind this and rationale, and it's what's going on in the gravel mining business, particularly for the construction of our highways. We're seeing typically a lot more than 5 or 6 feet of overburden to get to the gravel itself. And if you look at a 5 or 6 foot overburden, they would mine typically 15,000 tons, of which 9,000 yards would be aggregate. And to really do a 3 or 4 mile stretch of roads, you need about 30,000 yards of aggregate to do that. Actually, that went a lot higher than the 35,000 yards we inserted as a maximum, but we thought a compromise with 35,000, and I would ask the Senate to vote aye.
Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 55. You've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas? Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott, Conf- okay. Von Platern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 26 ayes, 3 noes, 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 55. Okay. We have signing and enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act 72 being original Senate File 146.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 72 being original Senate File 146, an act relating to children.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 72 being original Senate File 146. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 91 being original House Bill 26.
House Enrolled Act Number 91 being original House Bill 26, and act relating to professions.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 91 being original House Bill 26. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 92 being original House Bill 56.
House Enrolled Act Number 92 being original House Bill 56, an act relating to environmental quality.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 92 being original House Bill 56. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 93 being original House Bill 102.
House Enrolled Act Number 93 being original House Bill 102, and act relating to emergency detention and involuntary hospitalization proceedings.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 93 being original House Bill 102. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 94 being original House Bill 201.
House Enrolled Act Number 94 being original House Bill 201, and act relating to non-testamentary transfers of real property.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 94 being original House Bill 201. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 95 being original House Bill 229.
House Enrolled Act Number 95 being original House Bill 229, an act relating to the regulation of natural gas.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 95 being original House Bill 229. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 96 being original House Bill 234.
House Enrolled Act Number 96 being original House Bill 234, an act relating to public assistance and social services.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 96 being original House Bill 234. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 97 being original House Bill 259.
House Enrolled Act Number 97 being original House Bill 259, an act relating to boards and commissions.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 97 being original House Bill 259. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 98 being original House Bill 175.
House Enrolled Act Number 98, being original House Bill 175, an act relating to juveniles.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 98, being original House Bill 175. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 99, being original House Bill 132.
House Enrolled Act Number 199, being original House Bill 132, an act relating to the Kilpatrick Licensing Act.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 99, being original House Bill 132. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 100, being original House Bill 217.
House Enrolled Act Number 100, being original House Bill 217, an act relating to environmental quality.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 100, being original House Bill 217. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 101, being original House Bill 228.
House Enrolled Act Number 101, being original House Bill 228, an act relating to public lands.
About to sign House Enrolled Act Number 101, being original House Bill 228. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 102, being original House Bill 235.
House Enrolled Act Number 102, being original Bill House Bill 235, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 102, being original House Bill 235. I have so signed. And House Enrolled Act 103, being original House Bill 250.
House Enrolled Act 103, being original House Bill 250, an act relating to public employees.
About to sign House Enrolled Act Number 103, being original House Bill 250. I have so signed. We're now at the third reading.
I think what I'll do is let's do the caucus first.
What caucus?
Caucus first, then the third reading, and that would lay some time in between the caucus.
All right.
And the...
I'll call on you.
Can I work for you?
Yeah. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we have today we have to act on the appointments that were supplied to us last week. We have some new appointments this morning. So the Senate Republicans will meet in caucus now up in the caucus room. The House Democrats will meet wherever they can see each other in one area. But the idea is we would do the caucus first. That would allow us to come out and then do third reading afterwards, and give everybody plenty of time to, I suspect that what will happen is we do the caucus third reading, and then we'll take a lunch break and then do the actual appointments after around 2 o'clock. That'll give it a little slow it down, make sure everybody gets their thoughts collected. With that in mind, Mr. President, I guess the House will meet in the caucus on the second floor up here to my
Senate
will make without the House ever. An hour later, we'll be right up here to the right.
Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.
Thank you.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, just want to announce we've got a conference committee on the noon recess on Senate File 75, Honor Farm Horses, over in the House Ag Committee room.
All right. Okay, we'll stand at ease.
The crab feed at Bob's house. On your picture, the one, the prominent person, that's Tony. On the back.
Okay.
Make sure you get them right.
I don't know that we need to do announcements right now, but do you have announcements, something, Senator Peterson or anybody else? All right, just get standing up. We will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
You get everything when you go there.